Together again, I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Britain's Prince Harry and Prince William making an appearance together with their wives outside Windsor Castle to view the sea of floral tributes for their late grandmother, Queen Elizabeth.
Harry, Meghan, William, and Kate out there among thousands of people in that crowd, excited to see that family back together and mourning after this loss. Now, just 9 days until the Queen's funeral, we're learning more about those next steps as the longest reign in British history has come to a close. The royal mourning will continue until 1 week after the funeral. It will officially all start tomorrow when the Queen's coffin will leave the Balmoral estate where she passed away.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The Queen will eventually lie in state for 4 days at Westminster Hall before the state funeral a week from Monday. Russia says it's pulling troops out from Kharkiv after Ukrainian forces got through Russian defenses in a surprise counteroffensive there. Fox's Jeff Paul reports from Kyiv.
Cautious optimism right now blanketing a very cold and rainy Kyiv. This ongoing counteroffensive has continued to mark some major gains throughout this past week. In some spots, it's been so effective it is isolating some Russian forces and cutting off vital supplies on the front lines. Now, Western intelligence agencies report days of advancements is now leading to thousands of square miles back into Ukrainian hands.
Russia's defense ministry says the troops will be sent to Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at the DNC's summer meeting today at National Harbor, Maryland, slamming Republicans.
They say they care about crime. Well, it was us who expanded background checks and passed the most significant gun violence law in 30 years.
Republicans argue that bill would hamper Americans' right to bear arms. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Suburban Mayor Gary Grasso is criticizing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot for relocating migrants to a Burr Ridge hotel without warning. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the story.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says Chicago is a sanctuary city, but a mayor 17 miles from the Windy City is questioning why illegal immigrants bussed in from the southern border ended up in his town without warning. Now, Burr Ridge Mayor Gary Grasso says he was caught off guard when more than 64 migrants were relocated to a hotel in his town. Grasso says he first heard about the group, which is expected to stay for 30 days, when residents started calling and emailing him about them. Grasso said, quote, I'm glad that the American dream is still alive for a lot of people, as it was for my grandparents when they came here, but unhappy that nobody from the city, from the state, called and told me or my village administrator or any of our elected officials that this was happening.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott plans to bus more migrants to Chicago in the upcoming weeks, and Illinois Congressman Dick Durbin called the move inhumane. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
The World Health Organization reports that over 700,000 people each year take their life around the globe. World Suicide Prevention Day was established in 2003, focusing attention on the issue with a singular message that suicide can be prevented. Here in the U.S., September is National Suicide Prevention Month, where a suicide happened every 11 minutes, according to the CDC in 2020.
If you are in emotional distress or suicidal crisis, or are concerned about someone who might be, we're here to help.
That a new national mental health crisis hotline that went live in July, where callers can access a counselor and mental health services by dialing 988. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.